Now, like all spiritual traditions, Buddhism has two aspects. There's what we may describe as a popular aspect, the aspect of ordinary, popular, everyday practice and observance, and two, the philosophical aspect, which is concerned with the deeper understanding of the teaching. And the popular aspect includes such things as festivals and celebrations. And if we look at the Buddhist calendar, we shall see that Buddhism has quite a large number of festivals and celebrations of various kinds. These do vary a little bit from one part of the Buddhist world to another, but there are quite a number of celebrations, certainly the most important, which are common to all parts of the Buddhist world, wherever Buddhism prevails. Now, out of all these festivals, out of all these celebrations, there are three which are the most important of all. And these three great festivals of the Buddhist year are associated with the three jewels. 2 months ago, in this very place, or rather I should say 2 lunar months ago, in this very place, we celebrated the festival which we know as the full moon day celebration of Vaishakha. Vaishakha being in Sanskrit the name of the month, April to May. And on that occasion, on the occasion of that Vaishakha celebration, we commemorated the Buddha's attainment of enlightenment. Celebrated, if you like, the birth of the new man, the first of the new men, some 2,500 years ago in India. And we recalled, very briefly, its significance. We recalled the significance of the Buddha's attainment of enlightenment for humanity generally, and for ourselves. So that we can see that this particular festival, that of Vaishakha, the full moon day of May, is especially dedicated to the first of the three jewels, that is to say, to the Buddha. Now today, tonight, we're celebrating what is known as Dharma Chakra Day, or to give it its full official title, Dharma Chakra Pravartana Day, which means the day commemorating the setting in motion of the wheel of the teaching, the wheel of the doctrine, the wheel of the Dharma. This being the traditional Buddhist idiom for the Buddha's initial promulgation of the truth, which he had realized at the time of his enlightenment. We very often say that on this occasion we commemorate the Buddha's first discourse, or the Buddha's first sermon. Though the word sermon in this connection isn't a very happy one, as we shall see a little bit later on. So what happens today, or what happened on this day, all those centuries ago, is that the new man, having gained enlightenment, now speaks. As it were, brings out into the open, in the form of thoughts, in the form of words, the content of his deep spiritual transcendental realization on the night of Vaishakha. So today, on Dharma Chakra Day, the new man, the Buddha, the enlightened one, for the first time, speaks. So today's festival is dedicated to the second of the three jewels, dedicated to the Dharma, the doctrine, the teaching, which constitutes the content of the utterance of the new man, of the enlightened man, of the Buddha. And then again, 4 lunar months from today, on, to be precise, Tuesday, November the 2nd, whether here or elsewhere, I don't know, we shall be celebrating the end of what is known as the rainy season retreat. That was the day when, in ancient India, at the time of the Buddha and for centuries afterwards, the monks and the recluses who have been taking shelter in huts and hermitages and caves and grottos during the 3 or 4 months of the torrential monsoon rains, started once again wandering about from place to place, village to village, town to town. And on this day, the last day of the rainy season retreat, or rather the first day immediately succeeding the end of the rainy season retreat, the laity, the faithful, the lay supporters, offer new robes to the monks and whatever else they may need in their wanderings over the face of the earth during the succeeding 8 or 9 months. So this festival, the festival which falls at the end of the rainy season retreat, which is called the Kartik Full Moon Day Festival, this is dedicated to the third of the 3 jewels, that is to say, to the Sangha, to the spiritual community, to the monastic order. Now, you will have noticed, incidentally, that all these festivals are reckoned according to the lunar calendar. They all fall on the full moon day of some particular month, whether May or July or November in our nomenclature. And there's a reason for this. It isn't accidental, it isn't fortuitous. It indicates the need for us to maintain our contact, our connection with nature, to maintain, if you like, harmony between ourselves, man, and nature. It serves to remind us that however far we progress along the path of the higher evolution, we need not, we must not lose contact with the rhythms, with the recurrent rhythms of the lower evolution. Now, these 3 great festivals, that of May, the Buddha's enlightenment, that which we're celebrating now, the Dharmachakra Day, that which we shall be celebrating in 4 months' time, commemorating the end of the rainy season retreat, these 3 great festivals are not only connected with the 3 jewels, they're connected with, indeed centered upon, 3 great events in the life of the Buddha. And these 3 events in the life of the Buddha constitute a very important biographical sequence. So let us take up the story, as it were, where we left it some 2 months ago, on the occasion of Vaishakha, on the occasion of the Buddha's enlightenment. And we're going to follow the Pali account, that is to say, the account given in the Pali Theravada scriptures, especially the account contained in the Arya Pariyasana Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya.